here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site as we launch here into the third hour with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Allie.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Allie, you've got a new show you're starting tomorrow.
That's right.
Are you ready to announce it?
I'm ready to announce the name. It's ALP.
Woohoo! That's not a name. Those are initials. What do they stand for?
Well, we'll explain on the show. You'll have to tune in to hear
about. Oh, that's a good tease.
But I bet some of the FTL audience will know about it because they are actually the inspiration for the name.
Really?
Part of it, at least.
Some of the FTL audience is
that's
the
right.
inspiration.
Oh, and okay. I think you live to listen to the podcast.
That's right. Well, I owe a lot of my success and just like confidence with being on the radio to them because they say lots of nice things and it makes me feel like I'm glad for being on Free Talk Live. Not that I wouldn't be anyway.
That is super. Well, it'll be premiering tomorrow on LRN.FM after Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to go and check that out at your leisure. The website is not yet online for it, but we'll announce that when it's ready.
That's right.
One could find it on Facebook, though, correct?
That's right. If you go to facebook.com/ALP podcast.
All one word?
That's right.
Okay, facebook.com/ALP podcast. Don't have that many likes yet, but you literally just put the Facebook page on today.
For a show that hasn't even aired yet, I was surprised that we got some likes.
Right.
Because I haven't been telling people. I don't like to tell people to like something.
It could be awful.
You just got one more.
It might be. You should tune in to see how awful it is.
No, it's not your first show.
Throw tomatoes.
It's definitely not Allie's first rodeo, so she's pretty comfortable behind a microphone. And you're going to be doing it with the lovely Ellen
right. I'm really excited about
who's
Ellen.
Who's formerly of Ladies and Keen.
That's right. And she has a lot of great things to say, and she's going to add a lot to the show.
So ladies are still in Keene. It's just that Ladies in Keene is shutting down as a show.
Lots of ladies in Keene.
Yeah.
We've got more ladies than we did when we started Ladies in Keene, so I say success.
So we'll continue. We'll give our listeners more when there's more to know about that. Allie, thanks for making that announcement here. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Nemi and I were in a hearing room at the Department of Motor Vehicles today.
You did such a great job.
The Department of Safety. I don't know. I think I did all right. It's always you always get lost up there to some
what
extent.
What did we talk about last week, Ian?
Oh, yeah, accepting compliments.
No. Let's do that next week because that took up the whole show.
We actually never really got to
the
discussion.
Exactly.
We did get to the thank you part.
That's right.
All right, so let's get to that in a moment. You did want to tell us about New York City quotas.
In the course of the show this evening, we've been talking about quotas, and we've talked about, I had not heard about quotas, but then Allie spoke up and said and reminded me that in the stop and frisk trials earlier this year, there were quotas cited in the New York and NYPD's trials. And I have this great article.
So it's not random when they're stopping and frisking
apparently
people.
Not.
Are you referring to the Adrian Schoolcraft one? That was the man
I don't see that name in here. What I have here is a New York Times article dated April 29th, 2013.
I'm sure there's no shortage of NYPD corruption articles.
In its defense, police department cites laziness of its officers. And the picture painted in court of the NYPD's officers was not pretty. 10% of them were malcontents who worked as little as possible. Unless they were being paid overtime, officers seemed to avoid writing summonses. Indeed, some police officers need to be weaned of the idea that they are paid to drive around in their patrol cars eating donuts. And those sentiments came not from critics of the department, but from the police
department.
Commanders and city lawyers. One of the surprising developments of the trial regarding the police department's stop and frisk practices is how top police officials and city lawyers have been willing to criticize some of the department's rank-and-file officers, all in an effort to counter testimony from whistleblower officers who say the commanders had created quotas that pressured them to make street stops without the proper grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the testimony heard over the first 6 weeks of the trial in federal district court in Manhattan had more in keeping with labor arbitration than with a constitutional case, as the city has tried to play down secret station house recordings partly by characterizing some police officers as lazy. Quote, the sergeant is complaining that the cops on overtime didn't want to get out of the car, one deputy inspector, Stephen Morello, testified after being played a secret station house recording of one of his sergeants exhorting his officers to work harder. He doesn't want them sitting in the car reading the newspaper. The two whistleblowing officers have offered testimony that is crucial to the plaintiff's claim that the department relies on a quota system to force officers to generate more activity.
And they're not denying it.
A category that includes arrests, tickets, and street stops. According to the civil rights lawyers who brought the stop and frisk class action lawsuit, the number of street stops has soared over the last decade because police officers, under pressure to make the quota, have resorted to stopping people whom they have absolutely no reason to suspect of wrongdoing.
Because they don't want to get punished.
The trial's focus on quotas and productivity goals has illuminated the labor management tensions that run deep through NYPD with 15,000 rank-and-file officers on the patrol force.
15,000.
I know. With that, it's not even a brotherhood. It wouldn't surprise me that it's
There's complaints within the
department because it's probably very clicky.
I think we're charged with trying to get the police officers to do work, do the things that they're getting paid for. The police department's deputy commissioner for labor relations testified.
Right. You're getting paid to go out and generate revenue, not go out and serve the public.
I love lazy cops.
So when Joseph Esposito, the department's highest-ranking uniformed member until his retirement in March, testified in the trial, he offered candid insight into management's view. Quote, you have 10% that will work as hard as they can, whenever they can, no matter how badly we treat them, how bad the conditions are, he said. These officers, quote, love being cops, and they're going to do it no matter what. On the other extreme, he said, you have 10% on the other side who are complete malcontents that will do as little as possible, no matter how well you treat them. In some precincts, Mr. Esposito noted, most enforcement activity, like ticket writing, occurred when officers were paid time and a half overtime instead of during their regular work week. It's a question as to why they can see activity when they are being paid overtime as opposed to not being able to see activity when they are on straight time. Officers who complained about quotas were resistant to doing their job, city lawyers suggested. In one of the surreptitious recordings made by a Bronx police officer, Pedro Serrano, his precinct commander suggested that the low number of stops that the officer conducted, just a few for an entire year, indicated he was derelict in his duties when on patrol. We're still one of the most violent commands in the city, Deputy Inspector Christopher McCormick said on the tape. And to stop two people, you know, to only see two things going on, that's almost like you're purposely not doing your job at all.
Wow, what a cover-up.
A text message that Officer Serrano had received from a sergeant was displayed in court. You need to do more 250, it read, referring to the UF-250, the name a form officers fill out after a stop. While most police commanders have denied putting a quota in place, city officials have not shied from explaining that they keep close track of how productive their officers are, as would any other employer of a large workforce. Indeed, at times the trial has focused on Operations Order 52, a police department policy that stresses the importance of proactive enforcement activities, including the stopping and questioning of suspicious individuals.
Isn't the whole idea of being of like a proactive approach to law enforcement, like, nothing about that seems constitutional whatsoever. What
right.
do they mean by proactive?
Again, as we said during our discussion of the Auburn case, if I'm on my property minding my business and the city of Auburn is a quiet city, nobody's breaking the law, and the cop walks up to me, I'm sorry, I've done nothing wrong. Why is this cop approaching me? Why is this contact required?
Okay, so the term being proactive could mean different things depending on your perspective. So if your perspective is, which the police department perspective is we need to generate revenue. You need to be proactive. We've got to get bodies in the cells. We've got to get more money coming in. You've got to be proactive. You've got to go out there and you've got to interrogate people and do stop and frisk. And
see if they're about to commit a crime.
Yeah, or, whatever. Or try to find some drugs on them, that kind of thing. That's, to them, that's being proactive because to them, the results are bodies in cells and money rolling in through the court
system. But you probably have a more positive idea of what a proactive cop could be.
Right, a proactive cop that was actually, let's say, a peace officer whose job it was to actually maintain peace would be interested in contacting people, but not for the purpose of investigating them, not for the purpose of arresting them, but it would be, a cop on a neighborhood beat who's walking down, let's say this is New York City, you're walking the street, walking the beat, you're seeing people that live in the neighborhood, you're stopping and you're talking to them, and you're asking them how their day is, is there anything,
right.
Anything going on or whatever, and then, you build relationships with the people in the area, so they'll turn to you and maybe trust you as a good cop when something is happening that they need to report, like, some sort of crime or suspicious activity or whatever. But because the police are out to get you, that's the reason why people in urban areas know better than to talk to the police, because they know they're being investigated and they know the cops, in a lot of cases, have the wrong motivation, that they're not there to help. They're there to help you put in a cage.
They admit what Nemi's reading. They are business
There's more coming up here, 855 453, but they're not a regular business because you can't say no. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in via our live streams there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They are available 24-7. So anytime you want to listen to the latest episode, they're right there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. We also have radio stations, over 100 great AM and FM stations from coast to coast, that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can go and get details on them at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, and our free-to-air channel brought to you by Bitcoin, the free-to-air channel available across all of North and Central America, or virtually all of it, and it's free to listen to. So check that out, listen.freetalklive.com, for more, including details on the webcam and how to listen via your cell phone by calling a long-distance telephone number. Of course, if you've got a smartphone, you can listen via, you know, your favorite TuneIn app, for instance, and you can tune our streams that way. So there's so many different ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Now, Squarespace.com is an amazing solution for those of you who are looking to either start your own website or move your website to a more reliable platform, a platform that is easy to use, shockingly intuitive and easy to use. I mean, we're talking about drag-and-drop web design. You can drag-and-drop content from your desktop and even rearrange elements of the content within the page at Squarespace.com. The design is responsive. It's also beautiful, meaning that they've got professional graphic designers who have, you know, created these templates that you can use to create your website. Maybe it's a portfolio. Maybe it's a blog. Maybe it's an e-commerce site. They've got templates for all of that. You can tweak it as well once you've got it plugged in. And depending on what device you're viewing it on, it scales appropriately. So if you're looking at it on your phone, it's going to look like it was designed for the phone. If you look at it from your laptop or your desktop computer, it's going to have a wider display. It's going to look more appropriate for your computer.
Which is amazing because Facebook doesn't even have that down.
Yeah, Squarespace is amazing, and I'd recommend you take the time to go and check them out. Plus, there's no risk. You don't even have to give them a credit card number to get started with the free trial. You can go in and get signed up with just your email address and start digging into the tools, start creating your own website at Squarespace.com, and when you're ready to get signed up, don't forget they do have support available 24/7, but when you're ready to get signed up, it's only $8 a month. And that's for unlimited storage, unlimited unlimited users, that kind of thing. It's just an incredible deal. Squarespace.com. Use our discount code when you're ready to get signed up. It's code FTL7. And if you sign up for a year at once, you'll get a free domain name as well. So FTL7 will save you 10% over at Squarespace.com. I was really impressed when I checked out the tools there, and I think you will be too. In fact, I was impressed when I first even just went to their website and looked at the landing page. I was
just
blown away.
Just made you want to create a website?
How beautiful it was. You could tell these guys are really professionals, and they know exactly what they're doing. Squarespace.com. Let them help you create your own website. So, 855-450-FREEZE, toll free. We've been talking about quotas almost all night here tonight. And, Nemi, there was a little bit more out of New York City that you wanted to share with us.
Just a little mortar.
What's the source on this story?
The source is the New York Times.
Okay.
And we're talking about Operations Order 52, an NYPD policy that stresses the importance of proactive enforcement activities, including the stopping and questioning of suspicious individuals. The order says department managers can and must set, here we go, another buzz phrase, performance goals for officers with respect to enforcement efforts. Displaying the 5-page document on a projector screen in the courtroom, a lawyer for the plaintiffs, Jonathan Moore, asked, "Now, as a police officer, how did you interpret that?" The officer on the stand offered a memorable answer. It says, "Quota, quota, 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 and quota."
Mm-hmm.
But precisely what makes a quota remains unclear. The officer on the stand said, "If I look at it, it's a number. But you're not allowed to give me a specific number." A 2010 state law in New York forbids the department from retaliating against officers for not making a certain minimum number of street stops.
Hmm.
But there was testimony offered that performance goals did not violate that law. So here we go. Again, it's not a quota if you call it something else. It's
but
a
it's
contact
still a number?
Or it's a performance goal. Quote, my
or departmental
feeling,
average.
Right. My feeling was the supervisors of the department could set performance goals for employees. Whether they be numerical or not was not an issue. Some officers have testified that the difference between a quota and a performance goal was one of interpretation. Quote, you have your faction of police officers that believe there is a quota, Officer Edward Arias testified, adding that this faction constantly complained about quotas. But perhaps the most defiant testimony came from Chief Michael Marino, who said that the simple truth of the matter is the monthly quotas which officers complained about were quite low. The number I set was so low that I could do it in one day, Chief Marino said about his time commanding a Brooklyn precinct.
Well, and when there's so many laws, of course you can.
And reasonably do it without hurting anybody or picking on anybody.
That's unlikely.
I doubt it. Right, exactly.
For one thing, picking on someone, I'm sure he probably never feels like he's ever picking on anyone. But whenever a police officer stops me from what I'm doing to interrogate me or to cite me for breaking some kind of law, I feel like they're picking on me.
Absolutely. Well, they're just doing their job, Allie.
Well, that's how they make money, because they're hoping to be able to smack me with some kind of fine or hopefully arrest me and tie me up in court just so that they can make, you know, basically try to take as much money as possible.
That's right. Or inconvenience you as much as possible if they have an axe to grind.
Hey, just pay up. Why you guys got to be griping so much? They're trying to make a little bit of money over there. What's wrong? They're just trying to provide you with a service.
Now, that's not a service for me. That's robbery.
Protect and serve. They're serving you.
They're robbing me.
If it was, I kept comparing them to a business, and you correctly asserted that, well, you're not allowed to say no in a business. And if they were business, I would have something.
In a business.
I would have, I would have a word to pick with someone's supervisor if they weren't cops. But it's different with cops because you can go to their supervisor, and I've even tried, and you never get any kind of result. Nothing ever changes, and they don't care.
Well, they'll give them a stern talking to, Allie. Don't you worry.
Yeah, something that you'll never see. Probably some kind of talking to, like, right. Hey, that girl that, you had the incident with earlier. Yeah, she came in here. She had some things to say, and they probably make fun of me.
Right.
And that's the talking to.
Or it's like, hey, man, don't let them catch you doing that again. Be more careful next time.
Sure.
And in the case of the guy we were talking about in Alabama, in your hometown, Allie, in Auburn, basically, this dude put them in a real difficult position. This cop that came out and admitted and revealed that the department has quotas, he infiltrated the department. He had a recording device on him during their little powwow session before they start the day. I mean, that's a serious violation of the thin blue line. This is a conversation that is not supposed to go outside of the men in that room, and there's no way for them to stop that from happening besides just promoting this brotherhood aspect and or searching every officer when they come in to be debriefed or whatever.
Yeah, how are you supposed to have productivity in your employees if they're trying to, like, take record of things you're telling them?
I as we've been talking about this, I've thought of several stories of juveniles and local cops here in southern New Hampshire. Somebody has a marijuana pipe on them. You'll hear a story about a cop who says, you know what, I'm going to turn around for a minute, and when I turn back around, we can talk about this a little more. And with the idea, not saying as much, that the kid pitched the pipe, get rid of it, so I don't need to wreck your life. But with quotas, Is there really an opportunity for the officer to have discretion to
Great
not
point.
Wreck a kid's life or wreck someone's life who's 20 years old?
We'll come back with more in moments here. 855-450-FREE plus 99's experience at the DMV. Coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. minerals. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with the listeners of the show. Wenton Emmy is waving to you as we speak, although we never know which camera is pointing in which direction. We've got two different cameras
here. Yeah, that's right.
One of them is currently focused on Allie, so you may have been waving, but no one could see you
because
you might have been looking at Allie.
Wenton Emmy doesn't like the camera on her.
I'm not a big fan of cameras.
That's true. Should you want the camera pointed on you,
we could
do that.
Thank you. You know, as you said about your intentions to leave New Hampshire today, I might change my mind.
All right. So let's get into that here in a moment. But first, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. Family owned, and they have the lowest prices. And now, firearms. Go see for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
And ladies, you do not need to be a man to shop there.
Certainly not. And they've got good products, real brands that you're used to. Check them out, ManVentureOutpost.com. So today, to change gears away from this conversation we've been having throughout the whole show about quotas, which is probably a problem in your area. You just likely don't know about it because the police department has a we don't talk about quotas policy. So today, Nemi, you, myself, and some other wonderful activists from the Keene and Lakes regions of New Hampshire came out to Concord. We drove an hour and got to Concord today. We had a little convoy on the way up there for the purpose of a hearing that was set for me I was given notice of this hearing by virtue of the fact that the Keene police prosecutor sent a letter to the DMV here in New Hampshire claiming that I should have my driving privileges revoked, which, of course, I never asked for privileges. I don't think you should have.
They just mean the license to be able to drive legally.
Well, I don't have a license in New Hampshire, but ultimately the privilege of using their roads they wanted to revoke from me. So
wow.
they wouldn't be able to tell me I couldn't drive in Florida or in any other state, but they would, in theory, be able to say that I couldn't drive in New Hampshire. And the reason for this is not because I'm a danger to anybody on the roads. I've never had an accident. I've never had any driving dangerously convictions or even charges. There's nothing on my driving record besides a misuse of plates violation from 2010. And that was when I was driving around with my Shire plate.
And your critical error was putting the Shire plate on the back of the cruiser, not the front of the cruiser.
No, I did not have a cruiser at that time. This was a previous car.
Oh.
The cruiser is not even mine, but the previous car was actually not owned by me at that time. I was using somebody else's car, and the car was registered in New Hampshire, and I had taken the New Hampshire plate off the car and put the Shire plate, a custom plate, that you can have made. There's a couple different websites that will allow you to make your own custom license plates. So I made the Shire with my phone number on it, and it said that it was a private plate, basically. And the thing was, it was a misuse of plates violation according to their statutes in New Hampshire, because their statutes say that if a car is registered in New Hampshire, therefore, you must have New Hampshire plates on the car registered in New Hampshire. They can't say what you have to do about a car that's not registered in New Hampshire, because that's not what their statutes cover. Their statutes only cover New Hampshire. So had it been a car that was not registered in New Hampshire with the Shire plates on it, I wouldn't have been charged, or it wouldn't have been successful to charge me with a misuse of plates, which is why the officer in Keene, who pulled me over when I was in my cruiser this year, did not charge me with misuse of plates because the law can't apply to a car that doesn't have a registration in New Hampshire. That car is registered in Wisconsin.
Gotcha. Okay.
But anyway, so the reason this was happening is because, well, they're out to get me. I mean, essentially, I'm an activist.
They sure are.
Obviously.
They are targeting me. They want to punish me. And they know that I've been living here around these parts for a significant amount of years.
Inhabiting?
That's right. Been inhabiting. This is a legal term. Inhabiting as opposed to residing. I've been inhabiting these parts for a long time, and it really grinds at them that I haven't gotten a New Hampshire driver's license or registered any cars in New Hampshire, because they want to make sure that people pay them money and, you know, enrich their system and jump through their hoops and be obedient to them.
Plus more things to pick on you for.
Yeah, and they can pick on me for it, but also they can, you know, they can hang me out as an example and you know, show the rest of anybody who might get it into their head that they could do what Ian Freeman's doing and drive around, you know, for years without registering a car.
She actually made the comment at the end of the hearing that said, Your Honor, if you grant this, it will turn law enforcement on its heel or on its ear. We wouldn't be able to enforce any of the laws. And I loved your response.
This was at the very end.
Absolutely hilarious, because people always say to the activists, oh, you know, you should work to change the laws if you don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless you, Ian, you turned to her and you said, if you don't like the laws, you should work to change them. And it was absolutely, it was priceless. This is priceless.
Yeah, basically,
they don't actually want you to do that. That's just another obstacle they expect you to go through, and they expect it to not work because they like the law the way it is.
You're supposed to just do it willingly, and that was a fantastic point on Ian's.
Well,
on
basically,
Ian's,
their argument is that I'm a resident, and this term is a legal term, and it has certain meanings. It has a certain definition, a legal definition. And most people, they're trained to do this. They're trained if they move to a new place, they need to establish residency there. And establishing residency means getting a bill in your name, and it means this and that, and it means, you know, registering your car. And, you know, there's certain things that one can do to establish residency. But I still have yet to hear from anyone why you'd want to do that. What is the benefit?
There is a reason I can think of why I wanted to establish residency in a different state, which was so that I could get in-state tuition.
Okay, yep. There you go. Benefit.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a benefit. That's the first one I've ever heard about, you know, having a benefit to establishing residency. It seems to me that a resident is somebody who has even more rules applied to their lives.
Sure.
That there are even more controls and more obligations placed on you. Now, in New Hampshire, and I don't know if it's the same where you live, but in New Hampshire, there's something called an inhabitant. Now, interestingly, if you look at the definition of resident and inhabitant, they are both defined in the same paragraph in New Hampshire statutes. However, there's an additional statute that defines resident further and says, in effect, that if one claims residency in any other state for any purpose, that one is not a resident of New Hampshire. So that's something that doesn't apply to the term inhabitant. It only applies to the term resident. Otherwise, the two terms are synonymous. So my argument in their little hearing today, after we got through Mark Stevens arguing with the hearing guy for like almost an hour, which
the
was
hearing guy had a fit.
Oh, he freaked out. He ended up hanging up on Mark. You'll see it in the video when that finally comes out at freekeen.com. But basically, my point was like, okay, I don't consent to your system, but even in your own system, there's this little rule that says if you claim residency in any other state for any purpose, you're not a resident of New Hampshire. And they spent the whole trial trying to prove that I'm a resident. Oh, well, he owned a house. Oh, well, he, you know, has lived here this long and, you know, just doing everything they could. Oh, here's his voter registration forms and here's where he ran for office. It's clear that he's staying here. He's been here for 6 years. He admits this, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they really, really, really wanted to prove that. And all I said was, well, look, I claim residency in another state. It
right.
says it right there in your own statutes. And that's why Gene Killam, the prosecutor, was freaking out at the end, saying that this was basically going to turn the system on its end if I'm allowed to get away with this. If I'm allowed, you know, to be in this physical boundary, commonly known as New Hampshire, without having to get a New Hampshire driver's license, she knows word's going to get around amongst the activist community, and maybe even spread further than that, that, hey, in New Hampshire at least, I don't know about New York or wherever it is you might live, but in New Hampshire at least, you don't have to do that stuff. And that would be very detrimental to them because they count on people doing this. It's an obedience thing and a money thing.
I really like that she admitted she listened to Free Talk Live.
Wow.
Did she admit that? Yeah. She asked about Free Talk Live, but
she
I don't recall her name.
She said, didn't you say on your show? Well, gosh.
Jason Short, the officer, is a listener of Free Talk Live, and he could have told her that.
Well, hello, Jason.
So we're coming up here in moments. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can send $5 a month into Free Talk Live and we'll invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring new internet listeners on board, hoping to have a couple new stations to announce within the next couple weeks. And the Free Talk Live AMP program helps us accelerate that process over time. In fact, the reason why we have over 100 great radio stations is likely due to the fact that listeners like you support the show directly with the AMP program. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you love the ideas of liberty like we do, you should do as Allie and I have done. Emmy, you were born here, so you lucked out.
I do count because I haven't left. Thank you very much.
A lot more, actually, I think, because it's been my experience that the New Hampshire natives are hands down better activists than the people moving in for the Free State Project.
I think she needs to go,
Allie.
And she needs to claim residency in another state and then move for the
right.
Free State Project.
Oh, wait, no, I just need to claim residency in another state for any purpose.
So and then you're no longer a resident of New Hampshire.
I just go get myself a license in some other state.
That's all you'd have to
there
do.
There you go.
Then I could be a mover, yeah?
Arizona, you can get a license that's good to your 65.
I think that Daryl and I were, Daryl Perry wrote
to
home
me,
with me
that's
this afternoon.
Worth a trip. That's worth
and
a trip to Arizona.
We were talking about it, so absolutely.
You could go to Vegas, drive 3 hours into the northwest corner of Arizona, go to the Kingman or wherever it is over there, and get a license, and then go back to Vegas.
I've got friends in Vegas, New Mexico, so I'm due to go out and see them.
Then when you come back from Vegas, you can go by Manchester, and they give new movers a gift basket.
I get a gift basket?
Come back to Keene, obviously, because this is where you belong.
But then, thank you. My heart is here in Keene. So I get the gift basket. Do I lose my status as a native?
No, you'd still be a native.
Okay. Right.
No, you're still a native. You can absolutely be a native of New Hampshire, leave New Hampshire, and then move back to New Hampshire and be a Free State Project participant.
But I'm not technically a Free Stater because I was born here and I'm not a mover.
You've never left.
I went to boarding school for a year.
So freestateproject.org, it's where you can go if you love liberty and you're not in New Hampshire yet. If you are in New Hampshire, you can still go there and learn about what it is. But freestateproject.org, the Free State Project is the idea of bringing 20,000 liberty-oriented people to the same geographic area, that's New Hampshire, and having them be active so we can achieve more liberty in our lifetime. I mean, how awesome is it that today I have this boring hearing to go to at the DMV, which actually ended up being pretty entertaining.
We had a really good time.
But normally these things are pretty awful. So I'm going to this hearing, and they're going to try to take my so-called privileges to drive away. And it's in the middle of the working day, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, the normal
working day. And most of the people that went have jobs, actually, to this.
I sure do.
You work at different hours, and Daryl works at different hours. So anyway, I put it out there that I was going to go to this thing a couple weeks ago, and I created an event on Facebook and, you know, kind of put it out there that this was something I was going to do. And six people came out to seven people, something like that. Six or seven people came out to support me, and they stayed through the entire 2.5 hour long hearing.
And it was
you don't get that anywhere else except New Hampshire.
Just Gene Killam and Jason Short for the prosecution.
On the state side.
That's right.
Yeah.
They didn't have support.
So they were trying to take my privilege to drive. The hearing officer has not made a verdict yet. He's going to write up his verdict on this. So at this time, I still have, you know, I can still drive around without being, you know, taken off the roads forcibly.
Doesn't that bother you when they just take their sweet time to make a verdict? Because
he has to make it look like he's considering the arguments.
I think he actually is going to consider the arguments. I think initially when Mark Stevens was doing the constitutional hour-long objection to everything, I think he was ready to just, I mean, he pulled the plug on Mark, but I do think, as I was watching him, I did see him kind of furrow his brow a little bit at some of the things that, not in a way that was irritated or that dismissed the point that you were making, but that he was actually considering what you had to say.
Well, he's in a tough spot. I mean, because essentially the argument of the city people, the cops that are coming after me, is that, Ian's a resident because he's been here for a long time and he's done all these things. We believe that means he's a resident. I'm saying that their own ordinances, their own statutes say that all you have to do is claim residency somewhere else and you're not a resident. And they're basically saying that the prosecutor said that is absurd. She says that her own laws, her own statutes in this case, are absurd because it allows people an out. And they don't want that. They want everybody to be forced into their system, to feel obligated to do what they're told to do. And this guy is going to have to basically, if he rules in the favor of the state, he's going to basically be saying that residency is forced on everyone in New Hampshire, that it is not a consensual thing, that everyone must be a resident if they've been here more than a certain number of days. And that's going contrary to what the statutes actually say.
That's true.
And so is he going to rule in favor of the state because it's in the state's interest to rule in the state's favor, or is going to rule in the favor of the statutes? Because, I mean, if he rules against the statutes, he's clearly going against what the rules are,
and
which they do all the time.
I'm glad you have the option of appeal. I'm really glad. I had not realized.
I don't know to whom that will be appealed.
He did mention appeal, absolutely, and I had not seen anything about that, so I was glad, absolutely, and I had business at the DMV after the hearing, and I counted six people who opted in, who voluntarily went in and said, I need to change my address. I'm moving here. I need to change my papers. And your argument is if you are not voluntarily doing that, then residency is not foisted upon you. And I would agree with you. Absolutely.
It should be a consensual thing.
Yep.
I mean, by all evidence, it is a consensual thing. You have to establish it. You have to seek it. It's something you have to want. And most people are just trained to want it. Let's go to Helen. She's listening in Ithaca and listening to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Oh, hi. Good evening. I just want to make a comment. I don't know if you consider it maybe constructive criticism. Everyone hates that term, don't they?
I love criticism.
But you
especially constructive criticism.
Okay. Well, I'm a positive person. I don't like to hurt people's feelings or anything. But I'm thinking that you guys are trying to get, and you do have a nationwide audience, maybe even beyond that, by the
international, yes.
Yeah, international. Okay, so, like, why do we have to, like, hear all these P's and Q's and stuff going on in Keene, New Hampshire, when, like, there's, like, really important stuff going on in this country that we have to pay attention to, like, really soon? Because bad stuff's going on. Like, in the past 24 hours, all right, like in Florida, that second witness who came out, and she just gave her first name. I forget what it is, but she's, like...
You're talking about the Trayvon Martin case with the jurors, not the witnesses?
Yes. And how she screwed up, and she feels so guilty, and she has eight children, and she's feeling so bad for Mr. Martin's mother and blah, blah, you know. I mean,
isn't everyone else talking about that, though? I mean, we did just spend, like, a long time talking about, well, happened to me, my hometown, but it was an important story, a national story. Yes.
You're Allie. Okay, so you're from New Hampshire. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm actually...
Nemi's from Alabama.
Nemi's from New Hampshire. Nemi's from New Hampshire. Would be me.
We spent the first, we spent the first 2.5 hours on this show talking about police quotas nationally, both in Alabama and in New York City and elsewhere. Yes, we do talk about Keene, New Hampshire on Free Talk Live. That's because we live here, and it's okay to talk about things that are happening.
We inhabit the political subdivision known as.
And there's news that is happening here that is not happening anywhere else, like the Robin Hooders and whatever else. And that's, to me, that's newsworthy, and I think that our, you know, some of our listeners are interested in that.
But I feel like I'm listening to the local news in a small town that's about the size of my own small town.
And Helen, you know, this is why it's Free Talk Live. You are more than welcome to call in with whatever you want to talk about. So if you would like to talk about Trayvon Martin,
go for it.
Absolutely, go for it. Or if you would like to talk about what's going on in Ithaca, I have friends who live in Ithaca. I would love to hear what's going on.
We've talked about Ithaca police here,
sure,
too.
Absolutely.
We've talked about various different things about Ithaca cops on this show, thanks to your calls.
Yeah, I did do that last week. But and also, like, this like affects everyone, that the Senate just passed a bill here about student loans, okay? Student loans now, where students are more in debt than anyone who's carrying a credit card debt right now. And they decided to, like, let the rates fluctuate, you know, and most of the progressive people said no to that. They want to keep it, the interest rates low, because these students are coming out of debt, out of college with an average debt, and I'm still in debt for my student loan, like $28,000. And then you can't, it's hard to find a job. Are you going to buy a house? Are you going to, like, contribute to society being a consumer?
It sucks.
It's bigger than a mortgage, but you don't get a house.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect me directly as I don't have student loans, but certainly it affects, you know, the whole society by all these people being in debt. That really brings things down. And those are serious issues, and you're always free to call in and pick one or, you know, whatever and talk about it.
What did the Senate do?
In the past 24 hours, those were two things on the radar. And
there you go. You called and you talked about them. And Helen, we're out of time for tonight, but thanks for the call.
And you always have the option of submitting show prep at freetalklive.com.
You do, but the best way to get your stuff on the air is to call and talk to us about it. And I'm not going to apologize for talking about the things that happened in New Hampshire, because they're newsworthy. We've got a real activism movement here that's doing things that are not happening anywhere else. And you're not going to hear news about that on any other radio show. If you want to hear about Trayvon, turn on any other show, and that's what they're talking about. We don't do what they all do here on Free Talk Live. Thanks for being here, ladies. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fate. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. ShinyBadges.com. Quantum vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.